I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
So FIFA has announced the lineup for the halftime show for the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium. Did you see who the lineup is?
I did. I saw my guy JB is in the lineup.
Yes. The lineup is Justin Bieber,
mm-hmm.
Shakira,
of course,
Madonna, Coldplay, BTS, Burna Boy, Gustavo Dudamel, who I do not know.
I don't know.
And the PS22 chorus. And I thought we were at PS5. So I didn't even know. I am so behind the times. There's 22 versions of the PlayStation, huh? That's crazy. It's a pretty strong lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't think they need it. I don't know why they have to turn it into a Super Bowl-type halftime performance.
But they've been doing halftime performances a lot of these games. Mana performed a couple days ago. Who performed the other day?
Honestly, globally, like Bieber, Shakira, Madonna, Coldplay, you're talking like the top, BTS? Like you're talking the top of the top.
I don't know if this is controversial or not, but I'm kind of good on Shakira and these World Cup songs.
Like
2010.
You're saying you're done with Shakira?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm good with just Shakira. Like, just bring out Shakira to do the halftime show, and that's fine. We associate her with soccer now for some inexplicable reason.
But she did 2010. Everybody knows Waka Waka. Everybody. Then they brought her back in 2014. Then they brought her back in 2018. Then she's back for 2022. Now 2026, more Shakira.
This is like the Marlins having John Cicada sing the national anthem all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Hawk.
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
It's like Julia Dale. At a certain point. Remember Julia Dale?
Don't.
At a certain point.
Absolutely not.
Even the Miami
absolutely
Heat.
Absolutely not.
No, no.
Don't even say it.
I'm a big Julia Dale fan.
Nope,
I'm just saying at a certain point.
Say it.
Even
don't
the Miami Heat.
Say it.
Said, all right, it's enough with Julia Dale.
There's one Dale that if they want to be tired of, and it's Uptown.
How dare you? How dare you?
He's
that's
the
a
man.
Heat legend, man. Heat legend. It's the mayor of Uptown.
Julia Dale over Uptown Dale.
Brian Windhorst on NBA Today. DeMar DeRozan, as the leader of the DeMar DeRozan army here to my left, Mark Hochman.
That's me.
You would like DeMar DeRozan, by the way?
Absolutely.
DeMar DeRozan, he says, is tied to LeBron James in an unusual way. I believe some of the teams waiting on an answer from LeBron, teams like Miami, Windhorst says, also could be DeRozan teams if LeBron doesn't land there. So essentially, a lot of teams that still have open roster spots and a lot of free agents out there like DeRozan, like Bradley Beal, you had mentioned him earlier, are in a waiting game because LeBron James hasn't made his decision yet. So I'll ask you, Hawk, on the 16-year anniversary of the decision, LeBron's really strong-arming the NBA again and teams into waiting for him to make a decision?
It happens every time that he's making a decision, and you're crazy if you don't wait it out, because if you were to find out after the fact that you chose DeMar DeRozan over LeBron James, you'd bang your head against the wall until you bled. So whether he does it intentionally as a flex or whether he has this long-time plan of when and which day he was going to announce everything, you'd be crazy not to wait.
I told you what I think it is, just an opportunity for Rich Paul to get more viewers on
it's
his podcast.
Possible. It's possible.
Because LeBron knows where he's going, does he not? Like, today, as we're sitting here at 5:09.
100%.
LeBron James knows where he's going.
100%.
And if there really was a plan in place to go trade for X player elsewhere, or to go trade for Bronny James or whatever it is, like, any team could do that right now. He's not waiting for that to be done. It would have already been done by now.
Correct. There is a reason why they haven't announced it yet. I don't know what it is, but guarantee you he knows where he's going.
It's kind of annoying, to be honest. A little annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. Good drama.
Almost makes me not want LeBron anymore.
Oh, yeah? Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, what, we're going to do this again with LeBron? Yeah. Screwed us in 2014.
Yeah.
Couldn't get free agents because he waited a week after free agency started to then screw Pat Riley over. Mm. And now potentially doing it again almost makes me not want the old guy.
All right.
But I'll gladly take him.
Right. Well, let's mark that audio just in case.
The Nuggets are waiving Jonas Valanciunas. That's breaking news in the NBA. Los Madelines. They're going to play tonight, 6:40 p.m. against the Mariners. I saw a tweet yesterday that was going viral on Mariners Twitter. I follow Mariners Twitter, but it somehow found its way into my my algorithm, and it was a Mariners fan that said, "How in the bleeping bleep are we losing to the Miami Marlins?"
Well, a whole bunch of teams in MLB could tweet that.
Steph Curry's chimed in on LeBron James possibly joining the Warriors. Quote, "We obviously would love to play together. I mean, hopefully it happens, but he's deserved the opportunity and the right to take his time with the decision."
Okay. Steph Curry's going to the Cavs.
What was the Nike Erling Haaland commercial?
Oh, did you watch it yet?
I haven't.
It is so badass, man. That guy is...
He's a Viking.
He is a
right?
Viking. He is a living, breathing Viking in 2026.
He's got the hair, like...
I mean, just, he's an Adonis. It's crazy.
That Norway team has so much aura, and then the entire fan base doing the row together. Have you seen that, where they're all they all do the row? Yeah, that's a... There's something about that. It is the 16-year anniversary.
They'll be down here, right?
Yeah, they're playing against England here. Saturday at 5, I believe. Saturday at 5. The entire, this is the 16-year anniversary of the decision. Something else that I found about the decision, Bronny James, who could potentially be a part of whatever decision LeBron James makes now in 2026, was 5 years old at the time of the decision.
Crazy. 16 years ago.
Insane, man. Tim Hardaway Jr. was introduced today by the Miami Heat. They held their press conference, and it was cool as a Heat fan watching Tim Hardaway Jr. hold up a number 10 jersey today. That was very, very cool.
Pretty neat. Be fun to watch him out on the court, Hardaway, wearing number 10.
What jerseys does dad wear when he's out there? His number 10 jersey or the new number 10 jersey?
Probably the new number 10, right? He's got to be in the stands wearing the new number 10.
Yeah. I did see a lot of Heat fans were able to secure their Giannis Antetokounmpo number 7 jersey, by the way.
As well,
yep. Yeah. So the Heat seem to have avoided a bit of a conundrum with the number 34 jerseys, even though that would be kind of a cool novelty.
Well, that
item.
Is the collectible to have.
The thing now, though, is that you can create any jersey you want.
True.
So I could go now and 34, put Antetokounmpo on the back. You can create any jersey that you want.
I think Giannis, at some point in his Heat tenure, will go back to 34.
Hmm.
Michael did it. Remember, came back, did 45.
45. That was
returned
real cutesy.
Back to 23. I mean, he's the first one to do it. Now everybody changes jersey numbers. It was unheard of back then.
Kobe did it 24 or 8 to 24. Yep. Why did Michael do that? Because they had already retired 23, so he couldn't wear 23?
Just was a new start. It was a new beginning.
And then got bounced in the playoffs and then came back with 23?
Yes. Yeah, because the first season... No, he came back with 23 in the playoffs.
So he switched
in 45. Season, got fined by the NBA. The NBA said this isn't allowed or whatever, but what are you going to tell Michael? Yeah, in season, he took off the warm-up uni, and he was wearing 23 again, which is giving me chills talking about it right now.
That is kind of cool.
That's badass. Yeah, that's like Superman cool. showing up.
Yeah.
But I still don't think they made the playoffs.
Well, they did. They ended up losing in the playoffs.
I don't think they advanced in the playoffs.
Right, yeah. It's one of the seasons Bulls fans and Jordan fans like to forget about. Didn't win in the playoffs.
But he wasn't there for the half of the season.
Still was there for the playoffs, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't exactly in game shape.
All right.
I did kind of okay with his comeback. I don't know if you noticed the rest of it.
No, I'm just saying, you guys love
I just
to forget about...
Yeah, I don't know if you remember the rest of it.
No, you've loved to forget about the seasons he didn't win in the playoffs, didn't get to the finals.
I got you.
Don't hold that against him.
I got you.
You hold it against somebody who does make it to the finals and loses.
Mm.
I got it. All right.
How many finals did LeBron go to with the Lakers?
One.
One out of eight?
Huh.
So he went to the finals just one out of eight seasons.
Yeah. Well, won a ring there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many did Michael go his first 8 years?
What? LeBron's first 8 years.
How many did Michael go his first 8 years?
How about we do the last 8 years?
Okay, but before his last 8 years, he had already won three championships.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's two different careers. Two different careers. Remember the name Ryan Conwell, because we keep talking about the Heat roster. We keep talking about all the role players, and Ryan Conwell has looked unbelievable in summer league for the Miami. Why do you do that?
Because you do this every summer league.
And I was right about Pelle Larsson. I was very wrong about a lot of players.
You're wrong about most, because we do this every summer league.
Ryan Conwell, the Heat's second round pick, is a hooper.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope he is, but I mean, just the notion that you've seen summer league games, and I mean, we've done this with a million guys. I can't even think. I remember Big O doing a big thing about
James Ennis.
I think it was James Ennis. Yeah, big game James.
I was watching highlights from the 2014 summer league in Orlando, and James Ennis was on that team. But Ryan Conwell, 21-5-3 through the Heat's first three summer league games.
All right.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
He was supposed to wear number 7,
yep.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm not arguing with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and
good move.
He's taking that number. Giannis really decided in the middle of a live stream.
Pretty much.
He's changing his number.
Which is why I think he's going to go back to 34 at some point.
But that would mean that like year one wasn't great. He didn't have a great first season. He's like, let's get back to who I am, number 34.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I watched his sit-down interview. I don't remember who he did the interview with.
Neo?
He did this sit-down interview, and he talked about the decision to leave Milwaukee, and he was choking up about how hard it was.
He said he might retire, wouldn't mind retiring as a Buck.
Yeah. I think he is coming out for blood next season. Everybody's talking about
hope he is.
2 years from now. I don't think so. Listen to the Marlins game, by the way. Here, 6:40 p.m., 104.3 WQAM. Marlins on Deck with Steven Strom gets started after our show. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the 80s. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roofs, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys. I got a little Marlins baseball coming up tonight on this radio station. They are entertaining, man. It's a fun team to get behind. Hopefully there's a whole bunch of people there at Lone Depot Park tonight. And if you can't make it tonight, you got, four more games after tonight on the homestand.
Yep.
So, and then we'll have All-Star Week next week. Otto Lopez will be there. Max Meyer not pitching.
Because?
He's pitching on Sunday
right
here. And right. So Max Meyer, he's going to go to the All-Star game,
but he is not pitching. So they actually have a replacement pitcher. He's definitely not pitching. But we will see Otto Lopez in the All-Star game next week. All right, before we get out of here, make way for Marlins baseball and Steven Strom and Jack McMullen. Let me tell you about Cheetah Pompano, which is a great spot to watch a game tonight or a fight this weekend. You know, there's a big one this weekend, UFC 329. Conor McGregor is back in the ring. If you want to watch the entire card, you can do so Saturday night, Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. A lot of great stuff coming up there. Soccer, I mean, watch all the matches at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. You got some matches going on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And then Cheetah Palm Beach, they're having a sexy luau party Wednesday, July 22nd. You can head to Cheetah Palm Beach for a day of food, drinks, and good vibes. It's going to be a free luau lunch special, 11:30 till 3, roast pig carving station, $5 sex on the beach drink specials, $25 bar tab giveaways, and a hula hoop contest with a $100 grand prize. That is Wednesday, July 22nd, Cheetah Palm Beach. You want the details on everything going on at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach, just check out CheetahSOFL.com. That'll do it for us on this Wednesday. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.